Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, as you've been hearing, AstraZeneca has been approved for all those over the age of 18 in Ireland by the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, but recipients will be explicitly advised of the blood clots observed in a very small number of cases worldwide. Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by Dr. Dennis McCauley, chairman of the IMO GP Committee. And it's good news, Dennis.
It is. It's excellent news. It's very reassuring that we've been given guidance that there's no restrictions been given to this vaccine now. I think it was appropriate that there was a pause so that we could look at all the evidence, and I think they've come back with a very reassuring result.
Is there anything at all here that people should be concerned about? Because, as I say, one of the small caveats from the NIAC today is that recipients will be advised of the blood clots observed in a very small number of cases worldwide. So what do you make of that warning?
I think it's always very important to be open and honest about this. I think that there's been a very small amount of cases noted more so in Norway and in Germany, where there's been odd instances of strange thrombosis occurring. These occur anyway. Now, are they due to the vaccine? Are they actually just an actual coincidence? We don't know yet, and it does warrant further study. But at the same time, it's better to be open and honest to say, listen, we think this vaccine is very safe. It actually protects you getting COVID. It actually saves lives. But we're just being careful, and naturally, after any immunisation, you will tell people just to be very careful. So after this one, we're just asking people after 3 days, particularly, if you notice any symptoms which persist and you don't feel right, just it's better to contact your actual GP. But I think there's been no direct causal link between this. I think it's right that we are honest, open, and explain these things. I think if we try to suppress them, that would cause more confusion. Mm. And we're trying to avoid the confusion by saying this is very safe. It's been passed as very safe in all age groups without restrictions. But just after 2 to 3 days, as with any vaccine, you just have to, if anything persists, just let us know.
Okay. And I hear what you're saying in terms of how reassuring you're being and how reassuring NIAC has been. But understandably, after everything that's gone on over the last week or so, there may be some people who will be hesitant about taking AstraZeneca just because of all the to-ing and fro-ing and discussion. And Dr. Ronan Glynn, the Deputy CMO at the press conference that's underway at the moment, has urged those who are due to receive this vaccine to take it if offered.
Sure, my colleagues will want to come in to provide further reassurance, but I would say to people to be reassured that we acted quickly, we saw a signal, we acted upon it. Counterparts across the EU acted upon it, they undertook an urgent investigation, they've looked at all the data and they've concluded that it's safe to recommence the programme. So I would urge anyone now who's offered the vaccine to take it. We know that it's an extremely effective vaccine. We've seen the phenomenal effects that it's having on caseloads in other jurisdictions, and we're lucky to have it as part of a range of vaccines that are now available to us.
So the message there couldn't be clearer from Dr. Ronan Glynn, Dennis, but at the same time we're already hearing anecdotal reports of people saying, you know, I won't want AstraZeneca, I want one of the other ones. So what is the procedure or policy in that instance if somebody who's on one of the priority lists is brought in and says no to AstraZeneca? Are they put to the back of the queue or what happens?
Well, hopefully, I think we'll have to see. To be honest, sir, what will happen is that there will be a vaccination centre with one vaccine available, and it's our job as health professionals to try and listen to their issues and try and explain. Otherwise, I think it's easier even in Donegal, because we know of a whole lot of people in Northern Ireland who've had AstraZeneca with no issue at all. Mm. And there's 11 million being given in the UK, but it's been very well received, very well tolerated, and very, very keenly sought in Northern Ireland. So that's what I'd be saying. I'd say, listen, it is only natural when there has been associations with this, but all we can do is to give you the risk benefit. We think there's a huge benefit, and actually we think that this is as safe as any vaccine that we can actually give you. And then ultimately the patient will have to weigh that up and decide what they want to do. But unfortunately, as in any vaccination program in relation to COVID, there is just at any particular time, there's only one vaccine available.
Okay. How many people do we know missed it this week as a result of the pause?
I think it's probably in the list of 20 to 30,000. And I just to reiterate, naturally, the over 70 scheme is still going ahead. And I think it's important that we always reassure people that the scheme for the over 70 actually continues because it's a different vaccine. But there is an expectation now that this unconditional reassurance that we've been given that we can start the vaccination in the AstraZeneca has been used primarily for to finish off with the healthcare workers, and also it's been given to the very high risk people, mainly now in the hospitals. They're being identified in the hospitals. There are some of the very high risk group in primary care. And there is plans being formulated so that they can get access to the vaccine too.
Okay, but when? How long will it take to catch up on that 20 to 30,000?
I think it's just you. I think you asked Paul Cullen beforehand why it's been delayed. I think they have to change the SPC on this. So it is just so that we can get proper information following on from this. Naturally, you want to do it properly. And I think that what we want to do is when somebody comes to get their AstraZeneca vaccine, they'll have proper information to be given in a written form. There'll also be verbal information given. So we have to that all has to be amended following what actually Ronan Glynn is actually saying there. So that all that information has to be amended. So I think that's just, I think, you know, it's important to get it done quickly, but it's really important to get it done properly as well.
Because we've been discussing the lockdown and the restrictions and Ronan Glynn's comments last night, which I know he's been addressing today as well. And we've had a lot of text messages from listeners in relation to it. And one of the themes that we're seeing coming through is frustration with the pace of the rollout. You know, we heard earlier from Enda Brady in London talking about how the UK vaccinated over 660,000 people in one day this week, which is more than we've managed in 3 months.
Yeah, no, I think, but remember the primary issue, other than this very sensible pause, any vaccine that comes in through Rosslare or Dublin is just given. I think it isn't in any way a governmental issue. It is more an actual supply issue. Okay, there was some AstraZeneca preserved this week because we were just sensibly looking at it. But all other vaccine that arrives, it was 85% of it's given within 2 or 3 days. So I think that from an Irish position, we are good at giving vaccines. When they come, we actually give them. It's just the actual supply. I think the next 3 months, it's always the next 3 months, but the next 3 months, apparently the supply of vaccine is going to be plentiful. And we would hope then that the infrastructure and the plans are there so that we can continue with this plan. As soon as the vaccine arrives, it's put into somebody's arm, which is what we want to do.
Okay, well, just finally on this then, how long will it take to just catch up on that 20 to 30,000 that was missed this week to get us back on track?
I think very short. You can imagine, I think it's very short. I think it's never, time isn't the rate limiting issue next week. It'll just be supply. So I'd say the vaccine that's available will be given. I don't anticipate any actual delay at all. It's the same as there was a slight delay with the mRNA vaccine with the over 70s. It's caused frustration. But as soon as it arrives, we'll give it. So there will be no delay in the ultimate sort of amount given this month, I would imagine, will be the same as was planned.
Sorry, because just a very final question on this. Before all this happened, when we got to last Saturday for the cohort for the vulnerable groups, there was meant to be 10,000 of them vaccinated last week. And then we got to Saturday and we're told only 5,000 of them had been vaccinated by Saturday before these problems arose. So we were never going to hit that 10,000 target, were we? Like, there are problems with the rollout as well.
I don't, Sarah. I think the biggest issue with the actual new cohort four is actually identifying them and actually getting them in. I think that's it. I think the actual process of hello, how are you? Here is your vaccine. Is actually there. It's fine. I think that it's the decision to bring cohort four up to the to up to the next stage was very valid and very sensible. But funny, it's just getting these people identified, because it isn't just people who are sick, it's people who are very sick, and how best to identify them. Initially, it was thought that these will all go to the hospital, but they don't. Some of them come to general practice. So we're in the process of identifying these. As soon as we get vaccine, they will. As soon as vaccine is available for these people, it will actually be given.
So was that the reason that we'd only got to 5,000, because you hadn't found the other 5,000?
I think so. I think that it is primarily because if you look at the actual number of people who were the people in the actual cohort four, it was defined, but they had to be identified in each mm-hmm. in each hospital, and then there had to be an invite in to them. I would imagine that once these people are identified, now that AstraZeneca is available, the vaccination will actually catch up.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Dr. Dennis McCauley, Chairman of the IMO GP Committee.